Good morning and welcome to the annual meeting of the unit holders of Centurion Apartment Real Estate Investment Trust. I am Ross Amos, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Trust, and I will be acting as Chairman of the meeting of unit holders to be held today. I would now ask that the annual meeting of the unit holders of the Trust come to order. Laura Salvatore, Secretary of the Trust, will act as Secretary of the meeting. Please note that this annual general meeting of unit holders is being held virtually as a result of COVID-19. All voting was required to be made by proxy and deposited with the Trust at 25 Shepherd Avenue West, Suite 1800, Toronto, Ontario, no later than 4 p.m. Toronto time on the second business day preceding today's meeting. Given this, no voting will be permitted at the meeting. Further questions will not be taken and there will be no presentation delivered. The meeting will focus only on the items noted in the Notice of Annual Meeting to unit holders. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and will be posted on the website following the meeting for those unit holders who could not attend. For the purposes of this meeting, Laura Salvatore has been appointed scrutineer to report on the holders of units represented by proxy and the number of units represented by proxy at this meeting, and any adjournment thereof, and to report thereon to the chairman. The notice calling this meeting, together with the management information circular, was mailed to unit holders of the Trust on August 10th, 2020. There has been filed with me proof of service of such mailing provided by the Trust Secretary. I direct that a copy of such proofs of service be annexed to the minutes of the meeting as a schedule. I have been advised that there is present a quorum of holders of the units of the Trust, and I therefore declare the meeting to be regularly constituted. I received the scrutineer's report, and I direct that this formal report be amended to the minutes of the meeting as a schedule. As the first item of business on the agenda for today's meeting, I now present to the meeting the audited consolidated financial statements of the Trust as at and for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2019. Together with the auditor's report to the unit holders thereon. Copies of these documents have been made available to the unit holders and is not proposed to read them at the meeting, to the meeting. I now declare the meeting open for nomination of the 7 trustees to be elected by the unit holders of the Trust to hold office until the close of business of the next annual meeting of unit holders of the Trust following election. Management nominates Ross Amos, John F. Mills, Stephen Sender, Letitia Paco, Andrew Jones, Paula Gasparo, and Greg Roman as trustees for the ensuing year until their successors are elected or appointed. Resolved that the 7 persons nominated by management be elected as trustees of the Trust to hold office until the close of business of the next annual meeting of the unit holders of the Trust, or until their successors are elected or appointed. Will someone move the resolution?
I so move.
Will someone second the motion?
I second
the motion.
I declare the resolution carried. The next item of business on the agenda is the appointment of auditors. I'll now ask someone to move and someone to second the following resolution, which I will read. Resolved that KPMG LLP be appointed auditors of the Trust to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting for unit holders of the Trust at such remuneration as may be fixed by the trustees, and the trustees are hereby authorized to fix such remuneration. Will someone move the resolution?
I so move.
Will someone second the motion? Do we have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second the motion, Ross. Paula.
I declare the resolution carried. I will now ask someone to move and someone to second a resolution that the meeting now terminate.
Stephen here, I so move.
Will someone second the motion?
I second the motion.
I second the motion.
Oh, we got lots of seconders. I declare that this meeting is now terminated.